You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. The BFM Breakfast Grill. Top interviews you can't afford to miss. Presented by the CIMB Group.
Fujifilm was first established in 1934 with the aim of domestically producing motion picture films. But the rise of digital photography has the company rethinking its business structures. Fujifilm now makes a wide range of products, from medical equipment down to cosmetics. Here to tell us more about the corporate reforms the company has taken is Fujifilm Asia Pacific's Managing Director, Hiroyuki Sakai. Sakai-san, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me this morning.
Sakai-san, mass popularity of digital photography has killed off a lot of the traditional film photographic companies. Now, what was traditionally a household name in film, Fujifilm has since diversified into many, many business segments to remain competitive. I know that Fujifilm has multiple business fields in terms of digital cameras and even healthcare imaging products. You also have a skincare line for women. Can you explain a little bit further in terms of the breakdown of Fujifilm's business segments?
Fujifilm, at this moment, with the size of business about $23 billion as at the fiscal year ending this past March, and that is worldwide sales, and we have about 80,000 people working for the company worldwide. And as you said, since the foundation of the company back in 1934, our main business has been photograph film, including motion picture, as you said. But also, as you said, we are very much at the mercy of technology changes in the marketplace. Simply with the widespread of digital cameras now, film, size of the film market, which peaked in 2000, now less than 1%, or less than 5% of its heyday back in 2000. And around 2000, the main business, the film portion for the company in terms of sales, more than 50%. And when it comes to our profit, 60% of the profit for the company came from film segment. However, since 2000, we've been seeing year-on-year decline for film sales or film demand worldwide, 20% year-on-year.
Every year a 20% decline?
Yeah.
So what is the percentage now? It used to be 60%, so what is it now?
It only accounts for less than 1% of total business for Fujifilm. Now, Fujifilm, as I said, worldwide sales latest was $23 billion. And our business is primarily segmented into three main domains. One is imaging solutions, which includes, still we are doing traditional film and photographic paper and digital cameras in the imaging solution. The other one is information solutions, which includes, as you said, skincare, medical equipment, and graphic systems for printing, and more recent one is flat panel display materials. That is type of film which is used to make LCD panels that are being used for TVs, PCs, even tablets. And the last segment we are doing is document solution. Basically, this is Fuji Xerox. We are doing Xerox business. We are responsible for Xerox business solutions, Japan and Asia Pacific. That is three main segments.
Well, let's talk about the three main segments and we'll drill down a little bit. Explain to me how exactly information solutions, the one that has all the skincare and the pharmaceuticals, how does that actually relate back to Fujifilm's core photographic technology?
The film demand worldwide has peaked in 2000. And we knew digital is getting even bigger and bigger down the road. And basically, we went through big changes in terms of portfolio of the company. Still, at that time, film was significant. Still the big, by far the biggest segment. But we knew the market is going to change. Technology is changing. Digital is coming in a bit more big way. So unless we did move then, obviously, we couldn't be what we are. We couldn't have been where we are now. Simply, we have many technologies, basically, that was all cultivated through the development and research of films. Film is probably, when you look at it, quite easy product.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are lots of know-how technologies in there. First, making film, lots of collagen to make photographic immersion that make film photosensitive, light sensitive. We need, you must have collagen.
I never knew that. I never knew that you needed collagen to make film.
And in collagen, we put lots of particles.
Mm-hmm.
The film, very thin, basically polyester film. On top of that, there are photographic immersion layers.
Right.
That is just as thin as 20 microns. In this layer, photographic immersion, there are 20 layers.
In such a thin strip.
In the space of just 20 microns. So simply, we are very good at making things very small. That's what you call nanotechnologies.
Nanotechnologies. Okay.
Also, for film, probably you must have experienced seeing your old photograph fading away, color changes.
Right.
That's what. Do you know why it happens? That is all done by oxygen.
So the photos get oxygenated over the years,
yeah.
And then it fades and color changes.
That's the same story to your skin. When that is basically aging. Aging and oxidization is the same. So the history of R&D for photography is how to fight against oxygen. So those technologies we have. So simply, after 2000 or so, a company under the leadership of current chairman, Shigetaka Komori, simply we identified what are main technologies, what are the business area for future growth. Yeah, okay, these are technologies that we can apply to what we identify, new future business for Fujifilm. It's basically, we bring changes by ourselves.
Right.
Rather than reactive, we proactively went through changes.
So you saw changes coming with the digital photography era and then knew that your business model would be in trouble and decided to move into things like skincare. Now, I'm really interested to know, how did that transition happen where you decided, okay, we've got all this R&D and all this technological know-how. How did you then decide to say, we're going to move from becoming a film company to becoming a skincare company?
Skincare, of course, we didn't necessarily decide to go into the skincare market for the sake of wanting to do business, as simply because we have good technology to be applied to cosmetic or skincare businesses.
Right.
At the same time, through the film, Fuji brand has been already established by name. So people may think, oh, is that good match between Fujifilm and cosmetic market.
Cosmetics, right, yeah.
But simply, our approach is always we have good technology in there.
So you have the Estilift skincare range. Do you ever think about perhaps the name Fujifilm is now obsolete because you have such a diversified product range? Maybe take the film out of your name?
That is double-edged sword, obviously. However, Estilift, right? Because Fujifilm as a brand shouldn't be dominant in the face of customers for cosmetic product. However, if Fujifilm doesn't get mentioned in somewhere, people may not know.
Right.
So simply, we believe Estilift by Fujifilm is the best way to communicate with customers.
Okay, let's talk about Estilift. The beauty industry, I think it's all about building trust and building a brand. So appealing to women to win some loyalty. So you can either go mass market to the everyday woman or you can move to the high end and offer a premium product. So what is the strategy with Estilift?
Of course, we are not like other companies. Yeah, big cosmetic companies. But as I said, as our approach is always technology-driven, technology-based approach. And also, as I said, one of the good things about Fujifilm is we are good at handling oxygen. Yeah, that is the history, right?
Okay.
Of making good film. So simply, our target is anti-aging. So of course, we do not have many lines as other people have. Yeah, we are rather limited, I must say. But probably our product range is medium to premium range and primarily targeting at 30, 40-ish. So ladies, so anti-aging.
Slightly towards the premium end, targeting a slightly older market with more disposable income.
Of course, it should good job for young ladies.
All right. I'm speaking to Hiroyuki Sakai, the managing director for Fujifilm Asia Pacific. After this, more about Fujifilm's journey to transform itself and diversify its business segments.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Melissa Idris. And with me on the breakfast grill is Hiroyuki Sakai, the managing director of Fujifilm Asia Pacific. Sakai-san, before this, you talked a little bit about how the business has reformed itself when it saw the threat of digital photography coming. Your rival company, Eastman Kodak, they faced the same kind of challenges. They saw that the digital age was coming nearer, and they tried to do the same thing by diversifying. Unfortunately, they were not very successful, given that they filed for bankruptcy. What do you think that Fujifilm did right that Kodak did not?
Simply our company culture. Yes, basically, we shouldn't be complacent, even though you are in the middle of heyday. Yeah, we must be vigilant. What's going to happen? What could happen in the future?
Mm-hmm. Was it difficult to suddenly change lanes and say, we can't go down doing the same thing anymore? We've got to diversify. How difficult was that?
Probably that is a combination of right and good management, with the courage to weather change and to go through some painful reformation.
Was it a difficult time to go through that change?
Because of course, like film, mm-hmm. obviously, as I said, film market peaked in 2000. Since then, we've been seeing more than 20% decline year on year. Mm-hmm. And film market worldwide, just less than 1%, 5% of its heyday in 2000. So that means simply Fujifilm has grown through the film market since the foundation of the company back in 1934 until 2000. So worldwide, we have huge infrastructure, sales companies and photo processing facilities worldwide. Simply, we didn't need that anymore.
Right.
So obviously, we had to reduce. Most of them were made redundant.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, right, we had to go through reformation and the structure reform. Though obviously, that part, I should say, painful. Yeah, some people had to go, and some office, some factories, some processing plants.
Yeah, you had to streamline your business.
Gone.
Yeah, but what's interesting now is that you also have a camera division.
You mean digital cameras?
Digital cameras, trying to make big strides in that area. Previously, it was more of a low-end price point camera.
Even digital cameras we talk about now.
Mm-hmm.
Again, digital camera business has been or is at the mercy of technology changes, application changes in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Good example is, as you said, low-end cameras, what we call point-and-shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, those products are easily available, less than $100. Okay. Now, on the other hand, smartphones, with widespread of smartphones worldwide. These days, when it comes to point-and-shoot, unless you try to get prints mm-hmm. from your picture, right? Just taking and sending emails, your images, smartphones do a good job already. So low-end model digital cameras is very much giving way to smartphones. So therefore, even just talking about digital cameras,
there are changes.
It's changing. And as other people do, of course, every manufacturer, every camera digital camera players is focusing on more high-end cameras, like mirrorless
digital cameras. So that's a tough segment to be in because of the competition. You've got Nikon, you've got Canon. I mean, how is Fujifilm going to stack up against its competitors?
Again, our motto or our policy going through the company is we are technologically advanced company.
So focus on technology.
Yeah, like lenses
mm-hmm.
used for digital cameras. It should be okay, like plastic made, camera lenses for low-end cameras.
Right.
Anyone can make. However, yeah, probably this is something you may not know. This is TV station, but sorry, but TV stations, TV cameras for broadcast.
Right.
Fuji is the main player for supplying high-end TV lenses. Yeah, since the foundation of the company, probably right after that, we've been also doing lenses by ourselves. Fujifilm, in those industries, quite a well-known name for making good lenses. Our technologies for making good lenses is also being applied to medium to high-end digital cameras.
I see. Okay, so you're always leveraging on the fact that you've got the technological know-how. Let's talk a little bit about some trends in terms of photography. So some trends I'm seeing as well is the instant photography, which is also something that Fujifilm is tapping into.
Instant. As you know, probably Polaroid, the company, is sort of synonym to instant photography.
Mm-hmm.
Instant photography has been invented sort of by Polaroid, but unfortunately the company disappeared. And Fujifilm also has had instant photography since more than probably almost 30 years ago. This is quite interesting story. Yeah. Probably young people say 20 or high teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Probably since they sort of got conscious, like 5-6 years,
mm-hmm.
film photography is not around already, wasn't.
Right. They don't know film photography.
Know,
yeah.
Right? When it comes to photograph,
they think digital.
Digital.
Mm-hmm.
So probably there must be many people who have no idea whatsoever how to get pictures or prints from your photograph. And people all of a sudden look at our Instax. Oh, I didn't realize you can make prints from photograph. Mm-hmm. That is quite easy and quite fun. Because for digital cameras, of course, there are many people who are making prints. But that is not instant.
Mm-hmm.
First, you have to send.
And develop and it.
Develop and email. And probably there are many images that don't end up prints.
Prints, okay.
However, instant cameras, but by the time you press the button, your job is done. Print comes up. It's booming now. Yeah, that started obviously in Japan and spread to Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, now very much in Asia Pacific, this region. Malaysia we are doing quite fantastic job promoting Instax.
At the moment, you don't have any competitors in this segment,
effectively,
right?
Effectively, no.
Right. Very, very interesting that you are a monopoly. Speaking of monopolies, you're also a monopoly in the protective film for the LCD screen.
Protective,
right?
At the same time to get you better view. Even if you see it, not square, but 45 degrees.
So even
you
if you're not looking at it straight,
wide view,
you can see.
Yeah. That's what we call in our company. Flat panel display materials.
Flat panel display materials.
This is used for making LCD panels. There are many other films. I'm not saying Fuji is doing everything. Some part of materials done by Fuji. And that is also the technology area we applied from what we had.
From film.
For making film.
To doing
very
this.
Thin and very high functional.
So another example of how the company has innovated its existing technology into a more diversified product. And this is an interesting segment for the company because it's grown into one of your key businesses. You're a dominant market player. And what's interesting to me is that most of your business is coming from Japan.
Yeah, basically, that is typical of B2B business, business to business.
Right.
And when you look at your PC or TVs, even though most of units must have Fuji flat panel display material in there, but you don't see it. Right? Basically, the way we do business is western part of Japan, we made huge investment in making those films. Yeah, in a way, that was a bold move or aggressive, seeing or anticipating market is changing, this market segment should be getting bigger and bigger. Therefore, ahead of time, we decided management in Tokyo decided to put lots of investment in there. That's why probably Fuji must have helped total industry grow.
Okay.
Okay. And basically the way we do business here is, of course, we make this. And our immediate customer is panel manufacturers.
Right.
That so yet to be assembled into TVs or PCs. So basically we are the part of the supply chain.
Sakai-san, you are the managing director for Fujifilm Asia Pacific. Let's talk a little bit about how you plan, what your strategy, business strategy is going into markets like Malaysia and Singapore. Your headquarters is in Singapore. So how important is the Malaysian market to Fujifilm?
Okay, a little bit about the Fujifilm Malaysia. Though my portfolio is area-wise, in the north from the Philippines down to Australasia, to the west, India and Pakistan. That's what we call Asia Pacific. And we are headquartered in Singapore with the name of Fujifilm Asia Pacific, as you mentioned. In the company, those area is considered emerging market. However, Singapore already, this year, we celebrated 30th anniversary since we established our own subsidiary in Singapore. And similarly in Malaysia. Malaysia, Fujifilm Malaysia, Sundiam Bahadur, was established in 1990. So that sense, we've been already doing our own business for more than 23 years, if I'm right. And Malaysia is, in a way, quite balanced. And we do here, of course, we are not doing flat panel display, as I said.
Right, that's in Japan. Mm-hmm.
But we have here imaging solution, both photography,
okay,
as well as digital cameras. Also, we are quite significant player for medical diagnosis. Yeah, traditionally medical X-ray film. However, again, that market is changing.
Right, so no longer using film?
We still use, but they still use, but changing.
Okay.
That is basically more digitized. And also graphics for printing industries. Yeah, we supply important materials for newspaper companies.
So
or
printing
commercial
materials, you know, right.
Or printing markets. And also we do here, Astalift, as you said, we already have 3 or 4 outlets here in Malaysia. So Malaysia, as I said, quite balanced. Yeah. For those business segments I mentioned, Fuji Malaysia is quite well balanced in terms of portfolio. We are not just putting all the eggs in one basket.
Right.
Graphics, medical, imaging, yeah, all well balanced, and business is growing, yeah, quite healthy. And last year, for last fiscal year, compared with last year, we experienced more than 25% business growth here in Malaysia. And also, in this region, Fuji Malaysia was quite quick. So, as I said, Fujifilm Asia Pacific, the Fujifilm Asia Pacific in Singapore is head office of this region. However, when it comes to some businesses like photo imaging, I relocated headquarters function out of Singapore, put into Fujifilm Malaysia.
Because Malaysia is seeing a lot of business in terms of the healthcare side?
Yeah, photo imaging.
Photo, and
yeah,
in
like
terms of
the success of Instax products that we are seeing here. Because Fujifilm Asia Pacific business or job is, in a way, to encourage, to promote, if you like, to educate the people and subsidiaries around the area.
Right.
So in that sense, I felt doing photographic business headquarters here is most relevant rather than Singapore or Thailand. Then likewise, like medical business head office for Asia Pacific is no longer in Singapore. I relocated it into Thailand.
Oh, so Thailand is seeing a lot of the medical side.
Yes.
Oh.
Of course, under the management of me. My approach to dealing, doing business in Asia Pacific is taking the whole region as one piece or one team. So, of course, we have many companies by country. However, I did all of them as if they are the same team, same company, common policy, common strategies, common ideas.
I've been speaking to Hiroyuki Sakai, the managing director of Fujifilm Asia Pacific. Sakai-san, thank you so much
for
being on the show today.
Yeah.
I'm Melissa Idris for BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill was brought to you by the CIMB Group, Southeast Asia's leading universal bank. BFM 89.9, the business station.